Hey everyone, welcome to this new video, the new weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome to this new episode, everyone.
2 weeks ago, I talked about how Netflix really wanted to dominate the Oscars this year. Well, this week, the nominations for the Golden Globes came out, and Netflix is really dominating this award show. They have 4 nominations out of the 10 in the Best Picture category for drama and comedy, like The Marriage Story, The Irishman are the top hits in those categories. And this is, of course, a good predictor that the Oscar nominations will probably also will go mainly towards Netflix. And that's going to be interesting because this is clearly a strategy that they are going for. They want to create these big pictures with great actors, deep storylines, high quality content. And by winning award after award, they want to attract as many people as possible. And again, if you compare it with Disney, Disney had their best year ever in terms of box office returns. They reached a $10 billion revenues with their movies. They had 5 movies with more than $1 billion in revenues, which is huge. And probably we're gonna have a second one if Frozen 2 just keeps hitting the charts like they've been doing in the last 2 weeks. So the strategy of Disney is going for the big names, going for the big brands, and then releasing them exclusively to Disney Plus in a first stage. So if you want to see Frozen 2 first, you will have to go to Disney Plus. If you want to see the Avengers Endgame really fast in your house, then you will need to go to Disney Plus. So they are choosing for these popular high demand movies, launching them exclusively on their channel to boost the success of Disney Plus even more than it has been so far, versus Netflix going for the, let's say, high quality, in-depth kind of content to attract as many people as possible. It keeps interesting it remains interesting to follow this battle. Just a brief thing about the Tesla Cybertruck. They released it about 2 weeks ago, but you know, besides the vehicle and the technology that's behind it, the thing that they do really, really, really well is the whole PR about it. So they have the whole competition with, you know, the two trucks and the rope in between. But now this week, Elon Musk launched a trailer for the Cybertruck. And again, it's all over the news, and they are creating all these new, let's say, user moments, and every single time they use that to boost PR again. And sales is going really well for this machine. Some people think it's the ugliest device ever created by a human. Other people think this is the real future. There is something to say for both opinions, but the truth is Elon Musk is probably one of the most brilliant PR machines of this time.
Walmart is setting up another experiment in the whole idea of automating the full delivery of groceries. Walmart's idea and dream and vision is to automate every step in the delivery of groceries to their customers. The first mile, the last mile, the middle mile, they want to do the whole thing. And now they're setting up a new test in Houston in the US with a startup called Nuro. And this is another company that is working on these automated delivery bots. And they're testing them out to see in the city of Houston if they can use them to make sure if people order online that they can, you know, send the little robot to those people's house to see if it would work. And again, they're choosing a new startup, they're choosing a new location, and it's all part of their whole philosophy of gathering data, testing out many, many possibilities, and then eventually, probably a few years from now, to automate the entire delivery cycle of groceries. Interesting news about the streaming wars. The Pirate Bay, the channel that nobody uses to download illegal music or illegal TV shows or movies, you know, that one, the Pirate Bay. Now they started with a new service, which is the streaming of illegal content, basically. So the difference is you do not need to download their content anymore. You can just stream it online, and it has like a little play button now next to the content, so you can start the movie or the TV show or the music, just like a YouTube video, basically. And it's interesting to see how, you know, I've been talking about the streaming wars between Disney and Netflix, and now the illegal channels are also entering the streaming market. Very interesting evolution. Thank you for watching, everyone. This was the weekly update, and I hope to see you again next week for the last weekly update of this decade, my friends. I hope you will have a wonderful weekend. Share the video, like the video, and see you again next week. Bye-bye.